Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Bird Show.
If you have trouble sleeping, you must listen to me over the next 30 seconds. I got two hacks for you that I have been test driving for the last couple of weeks, and it is the biggest challenge of my life is sleep, especially if you're up this early in the morning. It's hard to get up this early. You're probably going to sleep at different times. Your circadian rhythms are all jacked up or what have you. And I have struggled with this my entire career in radio. It can really jack with you. So one I'm just going to tell you guys about again, because I mentioned it quickly a few weeks ago and I've tried it for weeks and it works every single time. And this is the one that if you wake up in the middle of the night and you feel so refreshed and you feel so awesome, you're ready, you attack the day, and then you look at your watch or whatever and it's 2:30 in the morning and you still have 5 hours left of sleep, but you're so jacked up that you can't fall asleep again. Here's what I told these guys a couple of weeks ago. I want to mention it again because it has worked 100% of the time. Pick a word out. Keep your eyes closed. Pick a word. It could be any word at all. The word stop. And then go through that word and with each letter associate another word with it. So if the word was stop, it starts with S. So I might say shopping. Oh, I might say to myself, outstanding. When P comes up, I might say, I don't know, prostitute.
Damn, all the P words.
I don't know why that one first came up. But you know what I'm saying is like when you go through the word, associate another word with each letter, and I am telling you, 100% of the time, it has worked for me within 5 minutes.
Wow.
Even less than that. All right. And the second one is Instagram must really know that I have sleep problems, because a few weeks ago it started suggesting, look, if you have problems like reading before you go to sleep, because that's really the best way to calm your mind down is with a book. I can't do that. ADHD. I just read the same sentence over and over and over again. They suggested classical music at a very low volume. So I've been doing that. And it's worked.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just bored yourself to sleep.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. Now, the problem with that is I need to find a playlist that only has like 5 songs because I'm falling asleep and then something comes up on song 12 and it wakes me up and then I have to roll over and turn it off. So I have...
You're laying there, and all of a sudden it's like,
yes. Well, there are some playlists that are called like Deep Sleep Classical that I found on Spotify. So try it, but then it's been waking me up. So then I have to do the other hack, which is now I'm back to the letter game. But both of those have worked pretty well for me.
Okay.
I'm fairly certain Spotify has a timer feature.
Oh, do they?
Where you can make it stop playing after a certain amount of time. So you could, if you track, like it takes me 10 minutes, you could just set it for 10 minutes.
Okay. All right, Kristen, bad take of the week. This one's going to hit moms, huh?
Yeah, it's going to hit parents, but specifically moms. So this mom's video has gone viral for her take on birthday parties. Now, her child is not the birthday kid. They are a guest at said birthday party. And she feels that if you are the parent of the birthday kid, you need to relax.
If you invite my daughter to a birthday party and she wants to blow out the candles on the birthday cake, please let her do it. I do not care if it's not her birthday. She's going to blow out those candles. So the other day, they cut a birthday cake for my niece. While they were singing happy birthday, my daughter was screaming and crying because she wanted to blow out the birthday candles. And I told my sister, just let my daughter blow out the candles. It's not that big of a deal. She's like, it's not her birthday. I'm like, it doesn't f***ing matter. Who cares? It's just candles. My sister kept on telling me no. So you know what I did? I was the one that blew out the candles on that birthday cake. I told her, you need to teach your daughter that sharing is caring. It's just candles. It's not the end of the f***ing world. And then after that, my daughter wanted to open birthday presents. And she's like, no, we're going to open them when everybody leaves. And I'm like, why? So I told my daughter, go open up the birthday gifts. And if you find a toy that you like, you're going to take it home with you.
Okay.
My niece started screaming and crying. She's like, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. I'm like, oh, well, toughen up, little girl. And now my sister's saying that I'm not allowed to go back to any more birthdays. And I'm like, you know what? That's fine. Nobody wanted to go to your birthday parties either way. Not letting a two-year-old blow out candles because it's not her birthday is ridiculous.
Yeah, I've said this before on the show that more often than not now, the words in my head are, what the F are wrong with people these days? And I say it so many times. This has got to be a joke, right? Or can she be that narcissistic?
Rage bait, it feels like.
It feels like rage. And I did digging. Like, I tried to find out, because this came from, this is XO.Jesse with two Y's on TikTok. And I saw it through another guy's Instagram, and he stitched the reel, and he was talking in between. And so I did digging, and I found her profile, but nothing on the profile says anything about satire. But do I think it's rage bait? 1,000% I do.
Well, it works.
It's hard to believe that somebody really has this opinion.
Right. Like,
I can't believe that.
Right.
So the candle thing, which I have seen, and some people will just sit there and light the candles over and over again and let kids blow them out.
Just spit all on the cake.
Over the cake. So the candle thing was one thing. It's when she said she would let her daughter go over and grab and like open the gifts and then take the one she wants home. Okay, like I'm like, all right, you are obviously like, you know, fishing for this just to go viral.
You know what I think is just as an important lesson as sharing is caring is teaching your kid that sometimes stuff is not yours and you're not allowed to touch it. And that's okay for people to have their own personal things. Just because a kid has a toy does not mean they have to stop and share it with you. Mm. Sharing is caring, but personal things are allowed to be personal as well.
Like, so put the birthday aside, because I did, after I watched it, and again, like, it doesn't say anything, because normally there are videos and it will like let you know that they are a comedian, it is satire, it is whatever. But how do we feel about rage bait? Like a woman doing this and, you know, using her family or whatever and saying that she like coming up with this scenario, even though there's not a drop of truth to it, putting that out there just for people, just to sucker people. Because, you know, it's a negative story. It's not like it's positive. It's rage bait because, you know, the name rage is in before bait. Fan or not fan? Not fan.
Yeah, of course not.
Not fan.
Who would say yes to that?
I mean, I love when people provoke me on the internet. Well, there are some people who find it entertaining and think it's funny that there are people out there. They don't bite the rage bait, but they find the rage bait amusing because other people are buying into it, and they go into the comments and they get off on the comments because it's gotten so many people riled up. So now you're just in the peanut gallery eating your popcorn, watching all these people get amped by this woman's fake video.
I may sound super old here, but you know, the more I am online, the more I am in touch with how much it actually affects me emotionally every day. And there are so many things going on in the world that are real, that are sort of like, that can really make you feel rage, that adding to that with this kind of fakeness, it really does take something out of you, man.
Yeah, and that's where I'm torn, because it's just a made-up story for some people's entertainment. And as long as the kids' faces aren't featured and it's just the woman, it's making her and her family money because people are watching the video, they're sharing it. So it's an income stream. But yeah, there's so much like gesturing broadly at everything going on right now that do you really want to add to the angst of the world when you could make it a better, lighter place?
I'm definitely not a fan of it, but I do think the harder question to answer would be, would you do it if you were making $200,000 a month to get those kind of views?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hot Goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Bus.
We have a new rap beef, kind of, on Twitter at the very least, because Nicki Minaj says that Jay-Z owes her $200 million for her stake in his company called Tidal that he recently sold. So basically, she was asked to be a part of this company and was given 3% ownership, a 3% stake in the company, and the company was sold. And when it was sold, they only offered her $1 million. They're like, you know, we didn't make any profit off of it, but here's $1 million. Well, Nicki is claiming that her stake in the company is actually worth around like $200 million. So she is now going off on Jay-Z on Twitter,
calling him all these kinds of things, basically saying that if you call him, which I didn't realize, he had like a nickname called Jehovah.
Hove. Jehovah was his first name, and then they shortened it to Hove.
Yeah, people. She's like, okay, if you call him that, it's blasphemy because of, you know, God. That's what people call God. And she even posted this this post on Twitter where she accused Jay-Z and the Roc Nation CEO Desiree Perez of, quote, ruining hip-hop, football, basketball, touring, Instagram, and Twitter. The tweet says, "Dear hashtag Jay-Z and Deseret, you ruined hip-hop, you ruined football, you ruined basketball, you ruined touring, you ruined Instagram, you ruined Twitter. The jig is up. All of this is alleged and for entertainment purposes only." Basically being like, you can't sue me.
Right. Nikki, I don't know. Nikki comes out, it seems like Nikki comes outside like three times a year and has some type of accusation like this that'll get us talking about her. I'm pretty sure she probably had something to do with Tidal, but I highly doubt that it would have made her $200 million.
Yeah, and in a case like this, the numbers aren't going to lie, so the lawyers will hash this one out. So she may be right, may be wrong, but it's going to be an easy way to prove it.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of rage bait, it almost makes you think that she's posting this just to get publicity. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to go off on Jay-Z, who's already kind of a hot topic in the news right now with the Diddy trial, so maybe she's just rage baiting us into streaming her music. Nelly, he recently shut down the one question you should never answer as a man who is in a committed relationship. So he recently was a part of a playful interview where he was asked about his goat hall pass during Complex's goat talk with Ashanti. And when he was asked about who his hall pass would be in front of her, he answered correctly.
Goat hall pass. Pass to that.
Dumb question. Who do y'all think y'all about to set up with?
Great answer. Thank you.
There's no way. I'm 50. I could never fall for that trap. Who the hell answered that with their wife sitting across from them?
Thank you.
Gotta be an idiot.
High five, baby.
Gotta be an idiot to answer that question.
I ain't even going for...
Right, I don't know
that
who
one went to
the
ground.
Who put that in there? Obviously somebody who's not married. That was dumb.
As people in committed relationships, how do you feel about that? Like, do you think it's a playful question? Like, oh, this is who I would go for if I had the opportunity? Or do you think it is more respectful just to be like, yeah, no one?
It's respectful to say no one, but you also take into account, we're talking about Nelly and Ashanti, and they are like
celebrities.
So he throws out somebody, there's like a legitimate legitimate chance that he crossed paths with this person. For normies, I don't think it's as big of a deal, but yeah, as a celebrity with your wife sitting across from you, you
absolutely
should
not.
I would never.
Yeah, that's not a game that I like to play. I also think it's funny to ask them that specifically, because technically, since they were together and then both went to be with other mm-hmm. people and it came back together, they had their hall passes in real life.
They did, like 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every now and then in your life, you start to do some introspection and you're like, you know what? This part is just not right. It is time to change my life. That's where Mo's at right now.
That's exactly where I'm at. I had to have a real moment with myself because, I think I've been avoiding what obviously needs to happen in my life, the changes that clearly need to happen in my life. And I think maybe for a lot of people, especially if you used to be an athlete and you just start getting older, you feel your body changing, you feel the years kind of, let's just say your best athletic years are more behind you than they are in front of you.
But your mind doesn't know that. Like, no. Even now, I still try to do things where I'm like, of course I can do that. And then I try to do it, and then I'm falling off of a tube in the middle of a lake and barely able to swim back to shore.
Yeah, that was the great tubing incident of 2025 is going to stick with me as I was, I'm like, oh, tubing on the lake with a couple of little kids, it won't hurt that bad. I was so sore the next day.
Yeah, it's painful, man.
Yeah.
And I saw this video that somewhat inspired me, and it was an older guy who was saying that young people don't understand this until they get older, but getting older is not something that feels like it gradually happens. It's as if one day you kind of just sneeze and you wake up and you're like, wow, what happened? And you feel the same. Like mentally, you mm-hmm. feel like you can still do those same exact things you've always done. But physically, the truth is you cannot.
I have learned that I can't sprint anymore. Because if I sprint, the hammy tightens up immediately and the quad stuff. I can't even remember the last time I sprinted. And that was my entire life when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. And I've had a couple of those moments in going on vacations when we've had to walk up hills. It was one point where we also had to do a little sprinting to try to get past this, to get to this train that was coming. And just the amount of out of breath that I was. I was like, something's not right here. But
and you work out almost every day.
So that's kind of where I'm going in that I've kind of, I guess, how do I say this? I think I've buried all of the changes that I felt like I needed to make behind, oh, I work out every day, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's what I've continued to do in saying I don't really need to change much of anything. And then gout happened. And that first flare up, I struggled with it. But when I was done with it, I treated it like it was a one-off. Like, you know, I had a flare up, but I don't live a lifestyle to where that'll be a problem. And then I had another flare up. And then once, you know, you got a bad knee now from a flare up and then your other foot flares up. Now you don't have a good leg. It's no good leg to stand on.
You literally have no leg to stand on.
Right. And it was just a reality check for me of like, this is not a game anymore. You know, I'm approaching 40 and I've always said when I get to that point in my life, I'm going to change my lifestyle. That's when I'll really start to get more serious about my diet and more serious about the things I'm doing. But again, you say that in your 20s, not realizing that 40 is not as far away as you think it is. And then I get there and I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. But your body does not care if you're ready or not. And it's not really your choice to make if you want to be here and if you want to live a long, healthy life. So I was in denial for quite some time about some changes that I needed to make. And I just kept making excuse after excuse after excuse. And I just finally got tired of myself. You know, the people around me were encouraging me to do better, saying that now was the time. And I kept just pushing it off like, yeah, I'll be fine. I'll get to it. And I was sitting there at the time. I happened to be coincidentally 60 days out from my birthday. And my foot is hurting. My knee is flaring up. I could barely walk. And I'm like, this is no way to live. This is not the life. And I need to do something about it. I need to let the machismo go. I need to put my pride aside and really get serious about changing my life. And that day, for whatever reason, in that moment, I heard myself saying the same thing I had said to myself over and over. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. Give me another week. Give me another week. Just some steak. Give me another week of some whiskey. And that day I decided, no, not another week. Today, right now, cold turkey. The three things that I felt like I needed to cut out the most in my life, one being drinking, two being red meat, and three being that old Bob Marley playlist.
No. There's got to be something else.
That's the attitude.
You need
right
to be
there.
A supportive friend right now.
I'm just giving him some options.
We are supporting our friend right now and his choices in order to better his health.
Yep. So that's the voice. Bert's voice was my voice for a long time.
It's been my voice for 25 years.
And I decided, no, that's it. So that day, which was now 18 days ago, I've stopped.
All of it.
Wow.
All of
it.
No Bob Marley, no drinking, no red meat. I started reading The Naked Mind. Finally, that book sat on my dresser for like 3 months since David from our Bert's Big Adventure staff gave it to us. And I finally picked it up and started reading it. No more excuses. No more putting it off. It's not been the easiest journey, but it's been a healthier one. And I already feel better for it 18 days in. But I promised myself, yeah, for sure. But for that 60 days, I don't know what's going to happen after that 60 day. I don't know what my actual birthday is going to look like. But at least for that 60 days, I'm completely done with all three of those things. No excuse for you.
Yeah, Chris, you know, it's a milestone birthday. So I'd love to hear that conversation with you and your lady and be like, okay, so for my 40th birthday, no red meat, no alcohol, and no extracurricular activities. And she's going to be like, what the heck was going on?
Why am I even here?
It's her problem now.
Look, the good news here is you already feel great and you're only 18 days into this. Sometimes, I know for me, I get so impatient. Like, if I make those changes on Monday and if I am not feeling better by Wednesday, then I just go back to my bad habits, man. But here you are saying in only 3 weeks' time, you already feel great.
Yeah, I mean, it took to about day 15 for me to actually start to feel like, wow, I really can see some of the differences. But no, I can feel the change, and I'm staying on this journey no matter what.
Good for you, man.
Thank you.
You're on The Bert Show.
All right, first of all, I want to thank Abby and Rebecca. I want to thank you guys for doing the job that I just can't do anymore, mm-hmm. right? And that was each and every year there'd be a reality TV show that was becoming popular that I really didn't want to watch, but I got sucked in because I feel like we always have to be on top of things you guys were talking about. So there I am getting sucked into Secret Lives of Mormon Wives and liking it until this year. But this was the one that I finally put my foot down on. And this was Love Island, right? I watched the first episode because you guys made it sound so intriguing. It is showing up in my algorithm all the time. This is the one I'm digging in going, no, no, no. I am not wasting any more of my life watching these kind of shows. But I'm so tempted every day because there's more drama each and every day.
Yeah, when it comes to public servants, there are first responders, Marines, the Army and Navy, and then there's me and Rebecca watching Love Island so you don't have to.
Making Love Island watching my job has been my goal, I think, ever since I started here. Now, if my boyfriend complains about me watching it, I can say, I'm working right now. Please right. don't bother me. Well,
exactly.
Thank you for doing the dirty works for those of us that don't have to.
It's been an honor, honestly.
Thank you. I know it's a little bit easier to get the women on board because women historically love trashy reality TV. But if you're a guy, the reality TV you're typically tuning into is like the NFL. So my former University of Florida grad, Scooter Magruder from social media, he did this awesome Instagram video where he broke it down for the football fans out there. And he is comparing Love Island cast members to popular NFL players to make it make more sense.
So I've been watching Love Island.
Don't judge me.
And I saw someone do an NBA version of this. So here are my NFL comps. Up first, we have Amaya. She is Saquon Barkley. Old team didn't appreciate you. But if you play your cards right, you can win a Super Bowl. You've carried the whole season on your back. In my books, you're the real MVP. Hoda's NFL comp is Aaron Rodgers. Everything started off great with your original team. You were thriving. People loved it until they didn't. Honestly, you guys probably should have ended things sooner. It just became toxic really quick. But your new team is heavily rooting for you to succeed. See how this one plays out. Olandria's NFL comp is Amari Cooper. Great talent traded for a fifth round pick. Now you're a free agent and there are a lot of teams out there who could use your services. A lot of fans are out there rooting for a reunion with your former team. Nick Olandria, stand up. Clark is Dak Prescott. People only hate you because of the team that you're on. Shelly's NFL comp is Miles Garrett. An elite talent, but fans were getting ready to turn on you when you were thinking about signing with another team. The second you re-signed with the home team, everything was fine again. Up next, we have Bella. Bell Dasha's NFL comp is Tim Tebow. This is the closest thing we're getting to a God-fearing Christian in both fields, respectively. Volk also left the game way too soon. Sierra's NFL comp is John Gruden, a championship contender, once beloved by the fans, falling prey to comments from their past. They both enjoyed coaching others. However, now they're effectively blackballed by the league, despite their long tenure. Iris is Jaden Daniels, one of the biggest bombshells this season. Unfortunately, despite your best efforts, there's no path forward here to a Super Bowl. But it's not because of you. It's really because of circumstances. Everyone loves you, though. Can't really say anything bad. Adrina's NFL comp is Jamarcus Russell. You had all the physical tools you needed to win, but you didn't study film. You made all the wrong moves. Everyone was rooting for you. Hannah's NFL comp is Derrick Henry. You loved your former team, but once they removed themselves from the situation, you found yourself with a new team and thriving. People were actually shocked at how good you were with the new team, and so suddenly, too. But alas, your time was ended too abruptly. Didn't get a chance to make it that far in the playoffs. Coco's NFL comp is Malik Nabers. You had a dynamic rookie campaign. The team you came in with just wasn't good enough, though. People definitely want to see more of you in year two. Vanna's NFL comp is Kadarius Toney. Just didn't really work out on any of the teams you're on. Jaden's NFL comp, Rock Purdy. Not really a big personality, a very likable person, but a lot of people don't rock with you because Nick Bosa is your teammate. And lastly, Ulysses Riley Cooper. Let me know if I got these comps right. Who would you change? And I'll be back with the boys ranking soon.
Okay. It makes some sense.
Do you feel like you've been brought into the world of Love Island?
Understand it a little bit more.
So now when you tune in, it's not, you're not watching, you know, Coco and Jaden. You're watching Saquon Barkley and Tim Tebow.
I get it. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the finale because you guys are going to be live streaming.
Yeah. We're so excited about this because even though they put out an episode nearly every day for like the last couple of weeks, it is finally coming to an end. It ends on Sunday. The finale is coming up this weekend and Rebecca and I are planning on making some commentary live on our Instagram.
So the best part of watching Love Island is that you grow a family. there's a sisterhood and a brotherhood of people who should be reading books, but instead we're watching this trashy reality TV show and we're all going on Reddit and we're going on the live chats and we're commenting on what we're seeing. So I thought we need to bring this to the Burt Show, Abby and I, on Sunday, 9 p.m. sharp. As soon as the episode hits, we'll be on Instagram Live on The Burt Show commenting on the episode. And we'll also have a live chat so we can chat back and forth with Burt Show fam about what we are seeing after the worst season of Love Island in many, many seasons.
All right. So what does the finale look like from past seasons? Like, so somebody's winning money, right? Is it a couple that's winning money?
So what happens is the viewers will vote. On, I think it's going to be on Friday. We're going to vote on who we want to see win.
Okay, so tomorrow you start voting on the winning couple.
Yes, the winning couple will then be split up and one of them will receive an envelope with $100,000 inside and they will get to decide whether they want to split the cash or keep it for themselves.
Okay.
That's great. Rhyme to the end.
That's great.
You've got to tune into the finale because a lot of people are saying something is going to happen on this finale that has never happened in Love Island history that anybody can remember. So I think up until this point, every single couple has split the $100,000 50-50. Yeah. But because there are really no strong romantic connections, a lot of people think that this couple, Amaya and Brian, are going to win together. But a lot of people think that maybe Brian is in this couple for the wrong reason. So if he gets the envelope and not Amaya, because Amaya is such a sweetheart, she would definitely split it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think he's going to take the 100K and run.
All right, so it's 9 o'clock on Sunday, and that's at Burt Show.
At the Burt Show on Instagram. Watch it with us.
Okay.
This is the Burt Show.
Tommy says we got a priority call here. Courtney is upset. Courtney is upset because she's been ghosted and can't figure out why. What's going on?
So I've heard you guys do your second date update before.
Yes.
And you know why, like, somebody didn't get a second date. But I was seeing this guy, Derek, for like 3 weeks. So we went on 3 dates and we were texting every day and he even started calling me babe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I thought we were on the same page and then he just vanished, disappeared. So I need a fourth date update.
All right. So for 3 dates, you guys are going out. He starts hitting you up with a babe on the third date. Like, hey, babe, will you pass the blank, blank, blank?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a major offense right there.
Yeah, it sounds like Derek puts the D in D-bag.
Wow. There's your sound bite for that.
Promo! this sucks. Well, here's what I'll say. I think the third date is a very pivotal date. The first date and the third date might be the most important dates you go on in your relationship other than, like, you know, spending the rest of your lives together, God willing, if that happened. But the first date, it's like deciding whether or not you even like this person. And then the third date, I feel like kind of establishes whether or not you see a relationship with this person. So I feel like he maybe just kind of was like, okay, we made it to date 3. I don't know if I necessarily see this going forward. And I'm just going to be a little wussy. And I'm just going to ghost instead of being honest about my feelings.
But he babed her.
So we actually just had this debate on Love Island where Amaya Papaya was getting flack for, you know, calling her partner babe and love. And then her now partner, Brian, stepped up and defended her and just said, listen, in our culture, it's very normal to be affectionate with your language and call people babe and love and honey or whatever. So maybe he was just, you know, it's just how he grew up and he normally just calls people that.
That's true. The pet names can be very different for different people. I know people who call everybody babe, everybody love. But the third date, that to me, if we get to the third date, we cooking. Like we really on our way going somewhere with it. So I don't imagine, you would have to do something like egregious for me to just ghost you after a third date.
We hear stories on this show. We've taken calls from people that get ghosted after 6 months now.
That's true.
Courtney, Burt has said before, though now he takes a differing stance because he does believe that closure is good. But if this guy has ghosted you, he's already shown you like who he is and what he's about. Why do you feel the need to reach out to him to make contact?
Well, the last text I got was saying, good night, can't wait to see you again. And that was 2 weeks ago. And so I think getting that text has just kind of made me feel very hopeful about it, you know, still.
And then he just is gone.
Yeah. And honestly, I just want to know why. Like, if I did something weird, I'd rather know than sit here wondering forever because of that last text he sent.
It's been a while since we've done one of these, but I'm more than eager. And we can call him and see if he will tell you straight up exactly why there's been no fourth date.
I think I need that. Like, I think I need to actually hear him say why, you know?
What's his name?
Derek.
Derek. D-bag Derek.
D-bag Derek.
How could you forget?
Good branding, Abby. So Tommy now is going to try to get Derek on with us, correct?
Yes, I've got the number from Courtney. I'm ready to call.
It's an ambush.
So here's what's going to happen, though. You're going to hear me trying to get him on. You won't hear him yet until he agrees to come on the air, because legally we can't have him on until he agrees to come on.
Legally. Blah, blah,
so
blah.
The first part, you'll hear me. Hang on. I'm going to dial. And you won't hear the dialing either. So talk amongst yourselves.
Do you know? I bet you guys did not know this. That Second Date Update was born right here on the Burt Show.
Really? Is this a Burt Show original?
This was my original.
Okay, shut up. Shut up. It's ringing.
Okay.
Derek, hey, this is Tommy. I'm the show director for a radio morning show called The Burt Show. And we have somebody on with us right now. Her name is Courtney. I believe you know Courtney. Yes. So Courtney, Derek, has reached out to us to see if you'd be willing to come on The Burt Show, because evidently you ghosted her. And we normally do this segment called Second Date Update. It's usually when somebody's gone out one time and they get ghosted and they want to know why they haven't gotten a second date. But in this case, I understand you guys have been going out for 3 weeks, right? All right. So, and you guys have gone out like three times. So this is going to be more like a fourth date update instead of a second date update. So she's come up with five questions, and she wants you to answer the five questions to get an idea of why you ghosted her. And one more thing, you guys will never have to talk to each other.
Which he wasn't planning on doing anyway.
Yeah, it'll just be the Burt Show, the guys on the show talking to you.
He was like, that was my initial plan.
I'll be the one conveying the questions that she came up with. Are you cool with that? All right, he said he'd do it.
Okay. Derek, just so you know when we start this, that we have affectionately dubbed you Dearest Derek.
That was it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so dear to us.
Okay.
That's sweet. I appreciate it.
So, Derek, as I said, Courtney has five questions, and I'm going to go through the questions, and you just honestly just give your answer, and hopefully it'll reveal why she got ghosted. All right?
Okay.
Question number one. First off, was I too forward when I called you my future concert buddy for life on date three? Be honest. Did that freak you out?
A little bit, honestly. I was like, wait, for life? I mean, I'm thinking, you know, we're going to be in tie-dye t-shirts in our 80s. I have to be honest, for a third date, that was moving a little fast.
It's a little intense.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Honest?
Yeah, I think that would be a flag for me right there. Like, oh, okay, we're moving a little fast, but you could say that.
All right, question number two. On our last date, you said you needed to be up early for work. Was that true or code for I'm never going to see you again?
Okay, I have to be honest. It was maybe 20% true. I mean, I did have to work, but I just thought we were moving a little bit too fast, so it was a bit of a white lie. I'm sorry.
Mm. You don't have to apologize to us. That's between you and your gut.
Jeez.
Wow.
You took it all the way upstairs.
All right, question three. Did my habit of taking selfies with literally everything, including our nachos, annoy you? I swear it's just for my close friend's story.
Oh, God. I wasn't there, and that annoys me.
Yeah.
No, actually, that was kind of fun.
That right there is a breakupable offense.
Phone eats first vibes?
Just so many selfies, man. Can we just enjoy our time together? Come on.
Annoying.
Yeah.
All right. No, I had no problem with it. It was fun.
The fourth question may be the one. Real talk, how many other people were you dating at the same time you were dating me? I won't be mad. I'll just silently judge you.
Okay, honestly, two. I mean, these are dating apps, right? I mean, I'm just feeling things out, but I would say for the record that she was by far the most fun. So hands down. Yep.
I'm a dog, okay. Derek. Three at the same time.
All right.
You dog.
So we haven't gotten a definitive answer yet. So her last question, if it wasn't any of that stuff, what was it? What was the turnoff?
Okay, it was on our very first date. We went out to dinner, okay, and she pulls out this Tupperware before the bread even hits the table. I'm like, what? And that was a huge turnoff, but I made it through two more dates. And
Hold on. I'm very confused.
Time out. So did she bring her own food because she has food allergies, or was it an empty Tupperware to put your leftovers in when you left the restaurant?
It was empty Tupperware.
So she was planning on taking food home?
Right, but this is before, like, even the bread came.
Mo is shaking his head yes, like you understand what he's talking about?
I did understand. Yeah, like, what is he's saying that she brought Tupperware to take food home from the restaurant, her own Tupperware, as opposed to, like, asking for a to-go box, and she pulled that Tupperware out before the date even started, like, before the bread got to the table. I've never heard of that in my life.
That's actually pretty smart.
She could have a styrofoam allergy, or she's just really conscious about the environment.
But wouldn't you normally wait at least until, like, the end of the meal?
Can you wait till the dinner's over, though? You know, I mean...
So, the Tupperware...
That's kind of wild.
The Tupperware's just chilling on the table the entire time you guys are enjoying your first date dinner?
Yeah, it's embarrassing. People are looking at this like, what's this Tupperware doing just sitting there, you know, doing the wine, right? And it makes me think, hey, you know, maybe she's, like, eating less, so she'll have more to take home.
It's kind of, it's given broke to me.
Okay, the economy is really tough right now.
I mean, but...
giving earth conscience to me.
You could at least wait until the end of the date is all I think he's saying.
Okay, but flag on the play. He went on two more dates with this woman after
That's also wild. Yeah. Which you are.
Fair enough for it to be a deal breaker, but why would you drag it out? Why did you want to see the Tupperware two more times on the table?
That is a good point. So do you have an explanation for that one?
It's just that the more I made it to two more dates, but the more I thought about it, I'm like, it just reminds me of my mom taking her own condiments to a restaurant in her purse. And when she did this Tupperware thing again on the last date, I'm like, you know, that's it. I'm sorry.
Derek, Beyonce made condiments in your purse popular again because I got hot sauce in my bag swag. Okay.
Isn't it Molly that has those little itty bitty like Tabascos everywhere we go?
Mm-hmm. My mama does that. When she goes to Bojangles, she will pull out one of those squeezed bottles of honey. And she did it in front of me and Renee, and I was so embarrassed.
This might be the most country thing you've ever said. My mama breaks that out when we're at Bojangles.
Squeezed bottle of honey.
She does. I guess the honey at Bojangles does. Satisfy her like her own honey.
Is it the honey that's like in the shape of a bear that's got that little
little mini little
no,
mini
it's
bear?
Like, it's like one. It's not even that. It's like one of those generic clear bottles that looks like one of those red or yellow ketchup mustard bottles, but it's clear.
I know exactly that honey bear thing you're talking about, man. All right, so the reason, there were a couple of things there, but that was the first major turnoff. So if you are going to tell her, and we're going to relay this, she's listening, she's just not going to talk to you, that was the major red flag. It was an ick, but you gave her two more tries. And with the other things, it was just all too much.
Yeah, I just can't imagine going to restaurants for 80 years, you know, and going to concerts and having her bring food.
Okay, and dearest Derek, that is totally fine. That is your prerogative. I'm not hating on that. What I am hating on is why did you send her a goodnight text and, like, talk to you soon, see, or whatever, and, like, later on, why didn't you just hit her up and be like, you know what, I don't think we're a match?
It's just, honestly, I felt, when I said the goodnight kiss and all that, I was being... sincere, but it's just this is I just the Tupperware thing, it just ate at me, you know.
He was being sincere and then he went to his pantry and he saw all the Tupperware and he's like, I don't want to take this to restaurants for the next 50 years.
Yeah, I just couldn't let that go, get that visual out of my head.
And you just couldn't bring you
sitting there.
You couldn't bring yourself to tell her the truth?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm surprised she didn't put the bread in the Tupperware.
I don't think that total honesty is even needed there. Like, Derek didn't have to text her and go, hey, that Tupperware thing really threw me. But just a text saying, hey, just not feeling it anymore. So thanks so much. Blah, 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 blah. You don't have to tell her why.
Also, it's not only that, like, send a text like that, but you sent like a very misleading text. Mm-hmm. So here you got her for 2 weeks thinking that you're going to, you know, you're going to hit a Tupperware Tammy and you had no intention of ever doing so.
Derek, I wish you would just be honest with us and just tell us that you liked the other girl you were dating more. Just be honest with us.
Well, she didn't bring Tupperware.
There's always another girl. Uh-huh. A man never leaves a woman without a backup.
All right, Derek, we will let you go now, man.
Thanks.
She's got her answer, so we're going to go talk to her now, all right?
Bye, douchebag Derek.
Oh.
Wow. See you, Derek.
Tupperware-less Derek. Bank.
We'll get Courtney's reaction to Derek's answers next on The Burt Show.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.